Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 29. Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 29. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan, and we are coming to you today from Los Angeles, California, and the Center for Educational Development. Visit our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast and for the script or text of the first part of today's podcast. Today we are going to talk about saying unkind or not nice things about another person and how we react to that. Now let's get started. Yesterday, I was talking to an ex-colleague of mine who, frankly, has something of a big mouth. I bumped into him at the beach where he was walking his dog. Anyway, as I was saying, he's the kind of guy that always is bad-mouthing his coworkers. So he comes up to me and says, "Hey, Jeff, long time no see. What have you been up to?"
Not much, I said.
"Well, guess who I saw yesterday? John Robison, the guy from accounting at Firth Industries. You remember him, the guy with big ears and an ego to match." It takes one to know one, I thought, but I kept that to myself.
"Oh, really? How interesting," I replied.
"Yeah, well, I hate to talk behind someone's back, but ever since he and I had that falling out last year, I've never really cared for the guy."
"How come?" I asked.
"Well, he's a bit of a backstabber, always trying to outdo the other guy."
"I know what you mean," I said. I knew at this point it was time to make my exit. Otherwise, this guy would go on about John Robison for the next 10 minutes.
"What time do you have?" I asked him.
"It's 4:15.
"Geez, already? Man, I've got to hit the road. I'm supposed to meet my brother at the pier in a few minutes. But hey, it was sure good to see you again. You take care." With that, I made my exit. I've got better things to do than to listen to him gripe all day.
Now let's talk about what I just discussed. In my story, I said that I was talking to an ex-colleague of mine. An colleague is someone usually that you work with or that is in the same profession or the same occupation as you are. An ex-colleague here would mean someone that I used to work with. I said that, quite frankly, he has something of a big mouth. "Quite frankly" means quite honestly, to be very honest. To be frank means to be honest. I said he had a big mouth. To say someone has a big mouth is something of an insult,
It means that they talk too much, that they're always telling things to other people that they should not. I said I bumped into him at the beach. To bump into means to meet someone that you were not expecting to meet. It is similar to I ran into. I ran into my friend at the supermarket. I wasn't expecting or planning to see him there, but there he was. My friend was walking his dog. To walk your dog, of course, means to take your dog outside so the dog can, well, do his business, let's say. I said that my friend is the kind of guy who is always bad-mouthing his coworkers. To bad-mouth means to say bad things about another person. Don't bad-mouth your friend, means don't say unkind or unnice things about your friend. Co-workers is the same as colleagues, someone that you work with. I said that my friend comes up to me. He comes up to me and says, to come up to someone means to approach someone. He says to me, long time no see. This is a common expression that we often use. It's an informal expression, which means it's been a long time since I have seen you. Long time no see. You say that to someone you have not seen in a long time. He told me that he saw a mutual, or someone that we both know, friend, John Robison. And he said, insulting John, that he had big ears and an ego to match. Well, an ego, your ego, is, of course, your pride. Your ego is how you feel about yourself. When someone has a big ego, they think they're very important. To say someone has an ego to match means the same as, the same size as, or the same amount as. He said, my friend said, that the guy has big ears and an ego to match, meaning his ego is also big. I thought to myself, it takes one to know one. It takes one to know one is another expression, just like long time no see, very common in American English. It takes one to know one means when someone says something unkind, not nice about another person, we sometimes say if that same person has those same negative or unkind qualities, it takes one to know one. For example, someone who has a big ego, who complains about another person with a big ego. Well, it takes one to know one. You have to be something in order to recognize it in someone else. My friend said that he hated to talk behind someone's back. To talk behind someone's back means to say unkind things, not nice things, about someone when they are not present, when they are not there. My ex-colleague said that he and John Robison had a falling out last year. A falling out means an argument, a fight, not necessarily a physical fight, but when you have a disagreement with someone and that disagreement causes you to not talk to each other. My friend and I had a falling out over who was going to pay for dinner last night. We often say we have a falling out over some problem. My friend says that he never really cared for John Robison. To care for someone, of course, means to like someone in this case. To care for also means to help, to assist. But here it just means to like. How come? I asked, meaning why? How come? Why? It's an informal way of saying, of asking why. Well, my friend said, he's a bit of a backstabber. A backstabber, to stab means to take usually a knife and put it into something. To stab someone means to take a knife and put it into them. A backstabber would be somebody who attacks you without you having a chance to defend yourself. It's very closely related to the expression to talk behind someone's back. A backstabber is someone who does something not nice, something unkind to you behind your back, meaning without you knowing. According to my ex-colleague, John Robison was always trying to outdo the other guy. To outdo means to do better than the other person. I said at this point I needed to make my exit. To exit, of course, means to leave. To make your exit means to leave. It means the same as exit, to make my exit. The expression probably comes from the theater, from someone on a play, in a play rather, making their exit, meaning they leave the stage. They leave off where people can see them. I said my ex-colleague would go on about John for the next 10 minutes. To go on about something or someone means to talk too much. I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he went on and on about his new car, meaning he talked for a long time, too long of a time. I used a couple of expressions in responding to my ex-colleague. I asked him, "What time do you have?" This is the same as asking someone, "What time is it?" It's a little bit more polite. If you come up to a stranger or someone that you do not know and you say, "Excuse me, what time is it?" That's okay, but a little more polite way would be to say, "Excuse me, can you tell me what time you have?" Here I just said, "What time do you have?" meaning, "Could you tell me the time?" After I was told the time, I said, "Geez, already?" Geez, G-E-E-Z, is a informal way of saying wow. I also said, "Man, I've got to hit the road." Man here is, again, informal. It just is an expression of excitement, or it means the same as sometimes we say, "Boy, boy, I've got to hit the road." It just emphasizes that you have to do that particular thing. The thing I had to do was to hit the road. To hit the road means to leave, to go somewhere. What time are we going to hit the road? Well, we'll probably leave at 7 p.m. The pier, I said I was meeting my brother at the pier. The pier, a pier is P-I-E-R, is something that goes out into the ocean from the beach. It's usually made of wood, and people can walk out on to the pier. I told my ex-colleague that it was sure good to see him again. This is a common way of saying goodbye to someone, after, or someone that we haven't seen in a long time. "It's sure good to see you again" means it's nice to see you again. I told him to take care, that is, to take care of himself. Again, a very common expression. "You take care" means I hope that everything goes well for you, that you take care of yourself. I wanted to leave because I didn't want to hear my friend gripe all day. To gripe, G-R-I-P-E, means to complain. It's a somewhat informal expression meaning to complain. That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.